I hope that isn't as deafening as it sounded to us.
It was pretty bad.
That was horrific. I'm deaf. This might be a dirty show, by the way.
Oh, that's
I'm sufficiently inspired.
But I'm here, so how can it be dirty?
Well, you won't curse.
Right.
But it only takes one to tango when it comes to the game of fuck, as we call it. Hopefully that isn't going out live. I'm crossing my fingers.
Don't you want to check first?
I checked. I'm not 100%. I'm not a tech guy at the station. The studio we usually record in had its board shit the bed.
Oh, okay.
And so they shoved us into the live studio.
I gotcha.
And in theory, it's just automation running out right now.
Okay.
They told me it's not our show going out live.
Whoa.
It's whatever was designed to go out at this time. So.
Okay.
So, I mean, I
hope they don't mess up.
Yeah, you know, they're probably hoping, like, hey, he's recording his show, which goes out on this station, a live station, so he wouldn't be swearing. Anyhow, what do we really have to worry about here?
Oh, my.
And the answer is I wanted to curse a bit, so a lot.
Okay.
But it's Papa's Basement, in papasbasement.com. If you're doing iTunes, in papasbasement.com/iTunes, Stitcher. Right. It's /Stitcher instead.
I got you.
Those are all the ways to subscribe. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter, and I was going to say Imgur, the picture sharing site.
What is that anyhow?
Imgur is how everyone on Reddit posts their photos.
Oh, so you have to post it there, kind of like you did with Photo Bucket or whatever.
Yeah.
From MySpace or whatever.
Yeah.
You need a host.
But it's also for. What is that damn? I'm stroking.
Are you
right
doing
now.
This to Instagram. My mic? Are you moving it or what's happening?
I guess
it's
me touching my mic is moving yours. I don't know. Instagram. I'm at Papa's Basement on Instagram as well. Allison,
yes,
the lovely Allison Frank
That's
across
me.
From me.
Mm-hmm.
You're at Allison Frank on all of those services. ALLIS0NFrank.
Correct.
And you know who isn't on the show today to promote her shit?
Oh.
Arena.
Oh, sorry.
Arena. She's also the reason you kids out there didn't have a Tuesday episode.
But she was infirm.
Yeah. I forgot. She had a massive allergy attack.
She did.
You know what? Just fucking call me and tell me the dog ate your homework while you're at it. Because Monday you came over.
Correct.
I wound up having an emergency job.
Correct, yeah.
Down in Manassasippi.
And then we had an emergency feed our bellies with sushi.
It
was an emergency.
That was a little less emergentageous. To bust out my athlete dictionary.
All right.
But it was certainly critical.
Yeah.
But we wound up not recording when we planned to record.
That's right.
But I did bump into a stripper. I could tell she was a stripper, MILF.
Oh, at
over
the
at the Old Navy where
Correct.
I was working. So that was fun.
Because she had weird tats.
Well, she was in like a kind of mild sundress, almost with a sweater over it, almost soccer mommy.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of miles on the face. And there's a hardness to her. Like, you knew if she wanted to turn it on, she'd smile, and you'd be like, look at that apple pie puss. But she'd also be very quick to pull out a box cutter.
I got you.
And not to take down a plane, just to make sure that she got her 300.
I got you. 300, wow. So she's up there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If she was selling a slice, I think she'd get a nice hourly wage.
Oh, my.
And she was there with her little Dennis the Menace-looking hellspawn. And she's walking out. I'm like, something about her says dirty, dirty whore in a good way.
Yeah.
Not saying that in a bad way, like I wouldn't hit it. Dirty, dirty whore is in my dick moved.
Right, gotcha. Well, didn't I tell you when
kid.
I went to that stripper party, they had two strippers show up, female, because it was two guys that were hosting the party, and I just happened to be invited. And anyhow, the one chick, the first one that came up, she kind of looked like the girl next door. So she didn't have like a rockin' hot body or anything. She was just.
Well, do you mean like girl next door in like Tuscaloosa?
Kind of like.
Where she's peddling down Walmart in a motorized cart?
No, I mean more kind of like a, what's her name, Michelle Rodriguez kind of way. So
what, the girl next door in East L.A.? Come on. Work with me a little bit. I know demographics are changing here, but.
That's who kind of comes to mind. Like, she's kind of cute, but, you know, nothing.
That is the girl next door to you? Michelle Rodriguez?
No, I mean Sandra Bullock, I guess. The older girl next door or something.
That's the divorcee next door.
I'm just saying.
Michelle Rodriguez, even though she looks a little effed in the face.
Yeah. Well, that's how this girl was.
You, like, you see her in person, Michelle Rodriguez, you're like, that's an 11.
Maybe. I mean, but this girl was not an 11. She's just, she just has average.
She's the real world.
Looks.
She's like the Khloe Kardashian, right. Which is the Sasquatch Kardashian.
Yeah, but she wasn't Sasquatch. I mean, she was small, but not overly petite, just like an average.
You know what I mean? Just
build.
Like the ugly, fucked up version.
I guess.
Like the upside down airplane stamp, the inverted Jenny of the family.
But the next one who came, she, I mean, if you saw her out in a sundress, you would definitely know that she was a stripper. I mean, she has just this rocking hard body and these huge fake cans, you know. And
ink, that's what gave it away from mine. Yes, she had, it almost looked like Aramaic, like shit you'd see on a mummy's corpse. Was on her fucking calves.
Well, all the guys were going gaga for this chick because she had a tattoo of Wolverine. Honestly.
Where?
Where? I think I
would make it so it looked like he was clawing out of my pussy. That's just me. So the gash looked like he was sawing his way
out of
my... So,
I mean, you could tell. But the thing about this chick is that her face was just, you wanted her to have a bag on her head. She's one of those people when you're cruising through Reddit, you just want them not to show her face. Her head.
Well, yeah, that's what makes girls so hot on Reddit. Yeah.
I mean, she could have done absolutely anything, any ones... pose, whatever, and you'd have been just... this. Through to the moon or whatever.
So wait, the stripper had a shit face?
Right, the one with the hard body. So there was two. The one was like the Michelle Rodriguez average.
But you're
whatever.
Saying she looked kind of shit too. Like you're not saying she was much better in the dome.
No, she had a cute face. But no, I mean Michelle Rodriguez isn't really a cute face. I got to try to think of somebody
she doesn't.
Better. Yeah, somebody.
She
better.
Just again has a dirtiness to her.
She has the kind of like an olive complexion and. I can't really think of a celebrity who, well, that's who first came to mind, but I think she's more brown than Michelle Rodriguez. But anyhow, the second one that
came,
she was...
dangerous territory, Frank.
The next one, if you saw her in a sundress with her big fake cans and the weird tattoos, it just said stripper on it. Like, what else was she doing? I mean, was she going to her law offices?
I thought I was Poonstradamus over here. I guess you're right. I guess they're dead giveaways. Single moms, lots of ink, big fake tits.
Yeah. But the other chick, you wouldn't really been able to tell. But to me, I wouldn't really been able to get past. Like, the second one, she probably looked like she was in her 40s. I mean, she could have been in her 30s, but, I mean, it's just that hard look you're talking about. Like, she's
strippers,
got, she's got extra miles
well,
on
they're,
it.
Like, the last place on Earth
yeah.
that's as smoky as a goddamn precinct was back in the 70s.
Yeah.
or a waiting room with all the dads and the cigars, if Bugs Bunny cartoons have taught me anything.
And there were just a handful of girls there, and the girls were like, oh, you have nice boobs. And she was like, yeah, they should be nice. I paid good money for them. But, I mean, like, we couldn't tell.
So, like, the tranny in Orange is the New Black. It was like, stop showing off your pussy. And she's like, I paid good money for this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we couldn't tell that she had paid for them because they didn't really go with her figure. But, anyhow.
Well, I want to thank you for showing up.
Yes, you're welcome, darling.
So we at least have an episode Thursday for the good people.
Yeah.
Because, again, Arena bailed. And I'm sure Arena will listen to this and send me desperate tweets and Facebook messages and texts and whatever the fuck. And I'm sure she'll be on the show again.
Yeah.
But when you want to
show... But she was
show...
sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, she had allergies acting
up. You didn't record because you had a full belly. And she can't get out of it because she...
Correction.
It's you're the host of the show.
I skipped sleep. I barely had a couple hours sleep, and I then skipped recording because I checked with Arena while you were over on Monday.
Right.
And I was like, look, are you going to be here for me on Tuesday so we can record?
Yeah.
She's like, shit, yeah. You have no idea how much she bugs me to record.
Right.
At least 3 times a week I get a text. It's like, when are we recording again? It's like, I don't know, whenever Allison ain't here.
No, she's totally fun.
So I needed her Tuesday to have an episode to put up.
Yeah.
Because speaking of Latin and hard looks, our number one super fan, Maria Perez, I forget her married name.
Oh.
I like to suppress that.
Okay.
Except now she's preggered too, so it's just all shot to fuck. There's no fantasy here now. She was like, why aren't you putting out episodes anymore? Some of us need entertainment.
Yeah.
So our selfishness has real impact on real people.
That's right.
By the way,
yes,
what the fuck is with the lights?
I don't know.
I am
sweating
like a snitch to steal one of the illustrious Danny Rouillet's lines.
You said something with the lights, and I said, I don't know what's going on with the lights, but the heat in here.
Jesus Christ.
What do we got next door? It's like an igloo. And in here, it's
you walk in there and you could keep a cadaver.
We're both shining.
If I ever murdered a man, I would bury him under the board in the RLD studio.
I mean, you'd never get a whiff of anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. He would
gosh.
Keep, like, we put it in Tupperware.
Yeah, we could use that for an OR over there.
Over here, I fucking feel like Rush Limbaugh at the end of hour three.
I have a wife beater under this, so I could just take a layer off.
I feel like I should have a button-up shirt that's down three buttons with my gray old white man chest hair poking out, and I should have a kerchief.
I think even if it was unbuttoned down to
my forehead,
to your ball cleavage, you still...
I could untuck my testicles and throw them over.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like a gizzard.
Oh, it is so odd. Like, it is so cold next door, but in here, like, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
I'm this close to doing it shirtless and wearing public. I'm this close.
You do it shirtless and I'll go with my wife beater.
Well, yeah, just take off the bottoms, but fully. No underwear, nothing. Leave on the shoes.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
I was just going to say, like Baloo.
Actually, I think Baloo didn't wear clothes. I think he was just...
No, Baloo had a shirt, I believe, but just no genitals.
Well, they're way down there. Who's going to look down there? Oh, goodness. That's too funny.
Again, though, thank you.
You're
because
welcome.
Because Arena Bale Tuesday literally gives me that my allergies are acting up. Take some fucking Benadryl. How's that? How's that for Dr. Mom?
So she can
tip?
Just snooze. You want her to drive on Benadryl.
I just need a corpse to talk to. Wheel in Bernie for all it fucking matters on this show. I just need someone to talk at.
Actually, you know what? You should have one of your retired neighbor come on.
No. No.
That would be so funny.
Not sweet, Mr. Vance.
Just think you could do really just a dirty episode and then just have him.
It would be
everything
nothing
just...
but hardcore political talk, all right wing.
No, I think everything would just kind of fly over his head, you know?
I'm pretty sure everything would end with, this is why Obama's the goddamn Antichrist. I love him, but I've
never talked to him other than hello.
Well, that's where everything ends. It can start with, John, how are those cats of yours I saw in the window? And within four lines, we'll get back to how Obama's going to kill him.
How are your mom's breasts?
Death panels for your cats.
Come out from under her house coat. Oh, goodness.
You know
gracious.
How fucked up I was the first time I came into this show?
No.
This is a word to Little Miss Benadryl.
Okay.
Because I'm pissed.
Okay.
This is no joke. I am pissed.
You didn't seem
the
it.
The day before. Well, you know, this is me mild.
Okay.
I'm a laid-back dude. I don't know. This is me mad. Don't I sound livid?
I've seen you mad.
Okay. Well, I have, like, actual... Yeah. Angry ape mad.
But actually, you know, your mad is kind of like a self-contained tornado. It's kind of like a Captain Caveman was like, blah, 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 but you're really only affecting yourself. It doesn't really go out so much.
This is about as bad as I get when it comes to sending out the bad mojo.
Yeah.
But I truly was pissed because I remember this show started. The show you're listening to again, Papa's Basement.
I gotcha.
Too much Frasier lately. this show started... Christ, at this point,
I've never
we're about
seen Frasier,
hit...
by the way.
What's it like to be so dumb? So dumb.
What's it like to be so dumb watching Penny, whatever?
Penny Dreadful?
Yeah, I could not get into
as long
it.
As Eva Green pulls out those fucking whoppers of hers.
I don't think I saw any boobs. I mean, I watched
you haven't
most,
yet.
Most of episode one, and I just could not get into it.
I hope we haven't hit the point where Eva Green thinks she's too hot shit to pull out her
she
milkers.
She the fortune teller person, or no?
She's like the British bitch. That talks. Yeah. Oh, the one that actually like freaks out in front of the fortune teller. I don't know, man. She's the one at the beginning praying in front of the cross.
Spiders
crawl out.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. She's the Bond girl.
I got
from like the first. What was it Quantum of Solace? Or no, that was the second one.
Mm.
Casino Royale. That was the one who just had these fucking tits.
Because that's what I say.
Yeah.
You took the words right out.
Oh,
of
Oh yeah,
my
she
mouth.
Popped on screen. You just bit your knuckle. And you're like, fuck to put my lips on those.
Gross.
I was like, Allison.
That's right. That's me.
That'd cool you down in the theater.
I wish somebody would cool us down in this studio. I want to sit on a block of ice.
I just want an Egyptian with a huge ice block and a fern just fanning me.
Oh, seriously.
So, first time I had class here, and this is how my
Maybe
radio
we're
journey
going through
began.
The change of life or something. Because we're
oh, really?
Because it's just me and you
Both
complaining.
Both of us have our ovaries rotting out.
And we do the same at your mom's house, and it's probably just me and you everywhere we go.
If they are rotting, I just need to squeeze them out of my prick and be done with it.
Go ahead. So you were, when you came in, you were on your deathbed.
No, the first time I had a class here over at the lovely Fairfax County Public
Access. Did you take the class? Or is that how, do you have to take the class?
You have to take the class before they let you touch a board here.
I gotcha.
Because otherwise people are going to be like, this pie, the lever's not moving. Let's just dump some water on to loosen it up, and then sparks will fly out.
But what if you had, like, the certification already or whatever?
There is no cert that they will allow you in here.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no, like, tech
G. Gordon Liddy, after his 137 years on the air, could waltz in here, and they'd be like, all right, G-Man. I'm glad you're vigorous, virile, and potent. Get your ass to the six classes.
I mean, I worked for an agency that did that, and it was a staffing agency. And even though I have my nursing degree, I still had to take their
Will you ever stop talking about yourself on this show? Really, Allison?
I'm just saying, like, I still had to sit through and take their little safety class. Like, they weren't going to book me for jobs. It didn't matter.
It's
that
a liability thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, and now my volume potted back down. I love this studio, and I love its mics. Tee!
Well, I think, plus, they can boast that everyone is, you know, done their certification or done their whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. So maybe it's an insurance thing or whatever too. So there you go. So back to your deathbed.
Thank
you. And taking your class.
Thank you.
But you were taking a class. You paid money. You had to do it. So that doesn't count. Irina doesn't get paid.
You could have tapped out. You could have tapped out and been like, really, what am I going to learn the first week? And was I sick? No. I was up doing rails half the night watching the Phoenix Suns.
This is not good.
But
this is a terrible story. I'm on Irina's.
It's a great story.
Team
Are you
Irina.
Kidding? It was 11 p.m., and I was going to bed like a school marm,
okay,
getting ready for my class. And right then, a former coworker of mine, God bless her, she shall remain anonymous because of what we did 30 seconds into this story.
Gross.
Knocks at the door, and she's like, hey, man, I scored, and just whips out a baggie.
Gross.
And I'm like, well, I'm a big boy now. I can't really be doing nose candy. Don't I sound hip?
No.
Can't really be doing the rocket fuel.
Yeah, that's you. That's you.
I have class in the morning. Besides, I might want a big boy job.
Okay.
And they'll ask, when's the last time I did cocaine? Which I'm now readily admitting to on the air. And she just turns to me and says, do you want a job that would ask that question? And I had to say no.
This is dumb.
I would not.
Okay.
So I pull out a plate, and we were up doing lines.
So you did it to yourself. You made yourself.
Yeah, I was doing lines till 5 a.m., and then I had class at 8.
That's dumb.
And with 2 hours of
sleep. So Irina was just up, just snoring pollen all night.
I don't know what the hell she was doing, but she sure as shit didn't take medicine and get in here when she was needed.
Okay, but she doesn't get paid to be here. You paid for that class. So there's a difference.
You know
what? She didn't come for her $6 Chipotle reward.
I don't even think she gets Chipotle. The point is, it's not about being paid, Allison. Do you do things because you're paid for it or because you say you're going to do it?
I mean, my word is solid. I never, ever
word
go back.
Word is fucking bond, N.
It just does not. If I say I'm going to do it, then I'm going to do it.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Especially when you know I get fucked when you're not there. It's not like I have a cast of millions.
But not only with the show, with anything. I mean, once I say it, and people are like, why can't you just say, you know, they invite me to a picnic or they invite me. They say, why can't you just say you're going to come? And then, you know, if you can't make it, you can't make it. Because I was like, I just don't work that way.
One time, my whole life, I let a friend down. Mm. And it didn't even matter. She, her parents were out on vacation and she was taking, she had pot plants. And she pulled them out of her house. This was years ago. Don't worry. So it was legal or something. There's a statute. I don't know. I'm not giving addresses here. We're okay. And she pulled out the pot plants, and then her parents were coming home, and she was out. She's like, John, can you take my weed plants?
Mm.
I'm sounding like Mr. Nice here.
Okay.
That's a great reference for a British listener. And I was supposed to take these and pull them from the backyard into this little nook where the parent wasn't going to notice them.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. Traffic was too bad. The parents got there beforehand, and I apologized profusely.
Yeah. To the parents also?
Yeah. I was like, sorry you had to find out this way.
That's a no.
Let's spark a split.
So you really let her hang. You really let her hang.
No, the parents didn't see shit.
Oh,
everyone
they didn't.
Was fine.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It wasn't like they were on the back porch. She hit them in the goddamn woods to begin with.
I
guess she was afraid the parents were going to be like, ah, home sweet home. You know, it'd be great shitting off of our balcony.
Yeah.
And then eyeing our handiwork and peering from it up to the horizon and catching those pot plants right in there, panning.
I don't think anyone can hide pot plants anymore. Like, it smells so bad.
Well, these were like shit little kid pot plants.
Yeah, I guess.
Like the same time we found weed behind the Chantilly Library.
I don't remember as a kid as much pot as was I was around as a kid and a young adult. I don't remember it smelling so much like skunk. But when I've been around it now lately, it's really super skunky.
Like well, you're probably around shittier weed as a kid.
I don't know. I think they say that it is growing more potent now, I guess, because of all these.
Well, yeah, the DEA is like, oh, it's 100 times more potent than you'll take one hit to never
is that
stop
what they
hallucinating.
Say? Or, I mean, is that their
the
hype,
regularly quoted figures, it's like 30 times stronger or something like that. I can't really believe that.
I don't know, but I know people who deal in it. And
oh, really?
I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's how they earn their living.
Oh, who are these people?
They're going places. That's who they are.
Okay. The Hooskow, that's where.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's their own business, whatever. I'm not, that's not my thing, but I know people who do, and I just think, ugh, like, yuck. But it's
I might know certain girlfriends of mine that need to get in touch with them.
But even I went to a Jack Johnson Johnson concerts. I want to say.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think people have had enough of the wildlife hearing about my cocaine days.
But my friend Jason and I went, and it was weed was just wafting through the. Just
at a Jack Johnson concert? No way.
Well, actually, and Jason and I, were, at the time, we were the oldest ones there, and this has been probably.
It's probably
I don't
a
know,
bunch of kids
years.
That saw his video for Curious George.
Probably.
Thought it was a candy cigarette.
I don't know, but anyhow, we had fun. But I don't remember it being skunky. I remember just it being kind of a familiar smell or whatever, you know.
Well, yeah, given your parents, you're like, smells like home.
That's right. Soup's on. No, I just think, yeah, now it smells terrible. Like, it's just not cool. Like, how
I
do you
enjoy
even
the smell? I don't really
like
smoke
skunk?
It. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
No, it's not to me. I guess because I'm getting old. And I'll be like, turn that music down. I don't know.
Turn that reefer down.
Get off of my lawn. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. You hear people talk about that anymore, and you just can't tolerate certain things, and your bones ache, and you know when a storm's coming. I think I'm just right on that edge.
Oh, I have two things that simply do not heal.
Oh, which is what?
My left knee. Yeah. I fucked it up the one time I hiked. I was really winded, and I was walking like down.
Where
this
were you hiking?
I don't know, some park in Virginia.
Really?
Wherever Grindr took me. Is that the answer you're looking for?
Yeah, pretty much.
And I was coming down what was this nature-made staircase, I guess, and just putting all of my weight on my left knee, and just bam, bam, bam.
And it took you out.
It has never felt right since. I can now crack
so, like,
it like
if
a knuckle.
You, like if you do stairs or whatever, do you notice it? Or
yeah, it just it
squats.
Always has this dull hurt in it that has never healed. Mm. And anytime I lift my ankle to my ass cheek, you just hear, hold on,
pop.
Turned up. Yeah, you hear an actual knuckle pop, except it's in my knee joint.
These are,
thank you. Yeah. And then my left elbow is really fucked just from doing a lot of like benching when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to, you know, single rep 300 pounds, and you'd put it up once, which is really bad because you're doing whatever the fuck you can to jimmy it up in the air. Yeah. And oh god, I guess I really put it all on the left because fuck me, I do any benching now, and the next day it feels like I was beaten savagely.
That's not cool.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because you're young.
When are they gonna fix that shit? When
I'm
are
old
they
enough to be your mom, so if I've got aches and pops, that's par for the course.
If you had me, I don't know.
If I had
you, could have had my mom
14.
No, I was going to say if we were Russian or something. And they just shit each other out.
Oh, goodness.
Isn't that the country? It's like Russia and South America where you get those stories. Where it's like 8-year-old gives birth to 3-year-old, that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's not lighthearted hijinks.
No.
I even had a tailor-made Jew show for Irina, though, to celebrate her faith.
Okay.
And to go over some items that were hip, that were buzzing, that were cool.
Because she's 26.
That were I don't know what the fuck she is. Irina could be older than me, for all I really know. She has quoted everything from like 23 to 28.
Oh, so she is 23. Okay.
No.
I don't know.
I think she's like 28 something.
She's
old enough to not fucking bail on me because she has the sniffles. And then she'll be like, man, I was feeling this and this and this. Because she hits me up like 3 hours later in the day at 4 p.m. It's like, can I come now?
Well, she was probably feeling better, and she felt bad that she kind of couldn't, you know, pull it together, and she wasn't feeling well. But maybe her Claritin kicked in, and now she was ready to work. And that's
why are you doing this to me?
Shows her strong work ethic.
Why are you such a bag of fuck?
Just saying, because she's not here. She can't defend herself.
So why are you sticking up for her?
Because I stick up for everyone. You know, the same with poor William.
You're the goddamn man in black?
That's right. That's me. Oh, goodness gracious. So what was all this Jew jazz? I'm Jewish.
Yeah, it's the latest from Miles Davidstein.
What's wrong with that? The latest on Jew jazz.
Like a fucking Woody Allen movie.
Oh, goodness. I actually liked him in that movie that I saw.
Which one? The one where he acts Jewish and they play a bunch of jazz music.
I mean, but it wasn't his movie. It was Turturro's movie, whatever.
Oh, this recent one. What the hell is it called?
The Fading Gigolo, I think.
How did I forget that?
Yeah.
There's one episode of ours we should have titled Fading Gigolo because you just said it 8 times.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like I hear Fading Gigolo one more time, my brain will snap in my programming to shoot the president.
And the thing is, it's not really that great of a movie. I mean, it does start, and it really had promise, but it kind of just went.
No shit. Wrong. Like I've always said, actors are shit directors.
I don't know that that's true. I think I proved you wrong on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't I just name a bunch of directors who also acted and they did a great
job? I don't
job?
Remember that part, and I mean that legitimately.
Well, I don't like, I'm not a big fan of Ben
Affleck.
Are
you talking about the films near the end of Jenna's career that she was both behind and in front of the camera for?
No, that's ridiculous. But Ben Affleck, I've never been a fan of his, and I did like Argo. So
Argo is like, it's so meat and potatoes. Like, you can't hate it. If you say you hate Argo, you sound like a pretentious shit.
Like you want to kill some Canadians. Well, that's what you sound like. Like you want to bomb Canada.
Like I have real beef with the Leaf.
That's what it sounds like.
Argo is just very, very...
Yeah. I mean, it's fine enough. He did a good job.
She's like...
I don't
like
him. Argo's
like the six that gives you okay blowjobs. And she's nice. You're like, I can't kick her out, but I know there's better. I've been with better. I know...
Not saying there's not better, but I think it was a role that was good, well suited for him, and I think for him to piece it together, it just moved nice enough, and it was well done for him. I don't like him. I'm not a fan of his. I don't think, oh, Ben Affleck, he's so terrific. I can't see
who did he play in that film, like Hector Diaz or some shit. Isn't he Hispanic?
I'm not sure.
Like super Hispanic, like Hector Diaz, Javier
Juan
Rodriguez,
Valdez, the spy. He was a Colombian spy.
Yeah, he rode in on a donkey for his first scene.
A donkey in the tunnel.
We'll talk like Daphne Moon later.
Oh, goodness.
A donkey. That could have been
Shrek. I was telling you, too, like all this medievals. Like I've been binge watching The Tudors, and between that and the Game of Thrones, I'm like, you want to address everything as yes, milady, yes, my lord. And you're just like overly saturated with all this medieval speak.
Tell me about the Tudors, because anytime you record here, you then come by and watch
now
the Tudors, except
done.
For today,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is making my mom's day, because she just wants to be alone.
Yeah,
like, I popped
really
out
does.
Of my room, and she was like, ugh, rolls her eyes. Like, whoa, okay.
No, you can tell that she's having one of those days where she just wants to
Well, it's her day off.
Oh, is it?
She's off today, tomorrow, and then, like, Tuesday or some shit.
But
she's
why?
Turning... Because it's to people who have normal jobs.
I am so hot.
Oh, God. Why are you pulling out your big, fat Brando tits?
Oh, have you seen that cartoon? And they're like, put a shirt on. That's disgusting. But it's like two cartoons that kind of look like a shirtless Family Guy, whatever.
Peter Griffin.
Yeah, they look like. And it's the wife and the husband, but they both look the same.
Yes.
Yeah, put those away. That looks disgusting.
It's the one, it's Memorial Day or Labor Day. Mm-hmm. It's the one that doesn't have Jerry Lewis. Okay. Is he dead?
No, he's not.
He's not?
Actually, he was just, there was some kind of controversy or something.
Are
with
you fucking
him
with me?
Recently, yeah. When I say recently, it could have been in the last.
You're fucking with me.
No, in the last few days or last 6 months. Something
what,
came up with
on.
Him, yeah. He's not dead.
I'm looking this up.
Dick Van Dyke isn't dead either. He just got married, like, last year.
To the dirt?
He got married to...
Jesus!
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
No. Yeah, Dick Van Dyke just, he married someone like half his age or something like that. Yeah.
So even that's fucking old though.
But everyone's like, yeah, like more power to you. Like, you know.
Who was it? Was it Tony Curtis that had like a kid when he was.
No, that was Tony Randall.
Tony Randall had a kid when he was like, what, 86 or something?
77, I think. 74. He had two. He had one and then popped another one out a few years later.
Like, how does his dick even work?
I don't know.
Like, I would imagine to get semen out of him at that age,
yeah,
they take that wrap that they use to get your blood pressure, and then they just tuck his dick and keep pumping that until it gets trapped in the pump. And then they tickle his balls until he jets.
I have to look up this story. I just watched this thing. Maybe you're, because you're kind of pop culture-y. Let me see. Whoa. Worth. I just watched this story the other day on the heir to the Woolworth company. I think it was Woolworth.
Uh-huh.
And was it Woolworth? I think so.
It doesn't matter. People don't even know what Woolworth is.
But he had like more money. And so he was out getting some coffee or something, runs into this hot blonde, and he says, hey, are you a model? She was actually kind of struggling trying to find her path in life. And she's like, no, I'm not a model. And she had just recently got married to an older guy, figuring that would kind of set her up for her, whatever she wanted to pursue, acting or whatever.
She's a piece of garbage.
Because she was kind of struggling in Hollywood and realized that it was more difficult than you
think. As I put it, open the parachute betwixt her legs.
Correct. So she meets this guy and he says, hey, are you a model? And she says, no. And they start chatting a little bit. And he says, well, I can open a lot of doors for you. And he hands her a check for $8,000. And this was back in, I don't know, 78 or 80, something like that. And anyhow, this whole thing, like he had two lives. He had a life with his wife and his family or whatever, what she wasn't going to part with. And then he takes her to this like mansion where he has all these prostitutes and he beats them with belts. I'm not even joking. So he invites her then, says, hey, why don't you come back with me? And because she had this check for $8,000, she's like, well, let me go and see what it's all about. And so he just has her sit on the end of the bed, and he says to one of the prostitutes, go get a tie from that dresser, and he ties them up to these things.
Did he say, like, my pants are loose, get that which will fix this condition, and then winked?
No, he did. After he tied them up, he took off his belt, and he beat the prostitutes, and she...
That is so Freudian, though. That's like someone who had the shit beaten out of him.
But did you know about this, the Woolworth guy? Like, him just having this whole S&M thing, and then the chick wound up dead.
Why? I mean, did he?
Well, after he
did he fuck up and like that little prong hit her right in the temple? He's like, oh.
The story
goes
is that he basically said, "You're gonna be my head mistress, and I'll never treat you the way that I treat the prostitutes. Like, I just want you to sit here and watch.
I'll only beat you with a shoelace.
And if you could help them find an eye or whatever parts they lose before we send them home." But he put her up in this lavish, and everything that she wanted, she had. He's like, I have more wealth than I know what to do with, and I'm going to, you know, use it. And so she had cars, she had whatever she wanted. And this went on for like 3 or 4 years, something like that.
I mean,
and then,
he's got the right idea.
Yeah.
Because if you're just paying for pussy, the chick doesn't respect you, so you might as well just beat the savage shit out of her.
No, this is so horrible. But apparently she was like mortified. And she was, like, sick by it, but then she was still intrigued. And then after he beat the prostitutes, the story, the narrator says he made sweet love to her on the bed.
Sweet. Kissing right on her cheekbones.
The tears.
Her eyebrows.
She cried.
Stroking her clit.
Oh, my gosh. And they describe Hollywood as... it was like a big erotic.
Did he then take a chainsaw and drop it down the stairs and hit her in the back with a lucky shot?
Who describes Hollywood as an erotic star? Like
erotic star?
Like, are you working for California Tourism? Come to this erotic star. That's what the narrator said. I don't know who put this together, but anyhow, so what happened was that
Nucky Thompson would say.
Several years later, they were photographed out in public, like holding hands or kissing. But he's a very well-known guy. Like, there's pictures of him with Ronald Reagan, and he's very well-known.
Her back looked like a jellyfish got her.
Anyhow, so he said, I'm going to have to break it off because these photographs were sent to my wife, and she's aware of it, and I'm going to have to break this off. Well, now, so he did break it off. with her and said, hey, you can't live in this lifestyle.
Can't believe you didn't hit the cough button. Continue.
Anyway, so she winds up in a nut ward because she is devastated. She goes through substance abuse. And while she's in rehab, she meets this gay guy. And they become best pals, like siblings. And they say, hey, when we get out of here.
It's like Fag Milo and Otis.
Yeah. When we get out of here, we're going to be best friends. We'll get a place together. We'll decorate it. And it's going to be fabulous. And that's what they plan to do. Well, just as she's getting ready to be released, and so is this gay guy who seemed to be enamored with her, even though he was gay, Mr. Woolworth rolls back into her life and said, hey, listen, you know, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have, and I feel partly responsible for you being in this nut ward.
Partly.
So I want to, let's do things differently. I'm going to put you up in a nice place and do all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so she bails on the gay dude. Well...
And then the gay guy goes through all of this.
3 years later, he comes to her and says, hey, I've got cancer. I'm gonna
Who has cancer, Woolworth or gay guy?
The Woolworth dude.
Okay.
Yeah. And he says, I have cancer and... But
how old is Blondie by this point? Has she like...
She
has
was
she
in
cashed
her 20s?
In her chips?
No, I think she was like 31 or 32.
Oh, so she's way too old to... This is it.
But he's like 86. Or
yeah,
something.
But come on.
I mean, he's
when you've got that kind of money, yeah. And they turn 21, you're just
nah,
like,
I think he was in his 70s. I think. But anyhow, he comes to her and
might
says,
as well
hey,
be smearing on
cancer.
Bengay.
But now she's panic stricken because she's used to living in this lifestyle the past 7 years or whatever, and she does not know how she's going to cope with it. And he said, "Don't worry, I'm going to set up a trust for you, and everything's going to be in your name. Blah blah blah, and you'll be
how
set
dumb
for life."
Was she?
Yes.
How dumb was she? I've used that line.
So he does set up a trust, and she does have this stuff in writing, and the guy kicks the bucket. Well, his wife says, I don't think so. Like, I'm not going to pay out to his mistress. Like, she's just not going to get it, and she fought, and she won.
I don't want Scotty getting a dime.
Give me my rings back. And so she is now devastated because here she had this promise of this money and she wasn't good about...
She fucking sucked the wrinkles out of this old beanbag for a decade.
She has nothing to show for.
Well, this dumb pump needs to just have enjoyed...
Yeah.
Here, we're going to get Zen. Enjoy it while you got it.
So she calls up the gay guy devastated and he says, you know what? I've
moved on to another whore piece of shit.
No. And he says, well, let's do like we said before and we'll get a place together and whatever. And she was used to being taken care of. And even though he was gay, he was fine doing that. And so I think the
gay can't serve. Have you ever been to a restaurant?
Anyhow. So he takes her in and there's this, he's kind of like infatuated with her. Kind of like a celebrity.
Is that
kind
weird
of like
gay thing where they're like, look at your boobs. They're so huge.
Kind of like the gays with like a Cher or whatever. Kathy Griffith or whatever.
Yeah, Dolly.
Yeah. And so, he was just. So what she did to kind of stay afloat was she started dating all of these guys and was kind of being.
Gay guys?
Because she was missing. No, just regular guys. Well, it made the gay guy insanely jealous because she
was. What the fuck's with this gay guy? Sounds like he's into the poon.
But he's not. Anyhow, he.
One lousy gay guy.
He says, hey, listen, I don't really like you going out with all these random strangers or whatever. And she's like, you know what? I've got to kind of, quote unquote, support myself.
I'm a whore. This is what I do.
She's like, you know,
you wouldn't tell Pavarotti to shut his mouth.
That's right. Anyhow, he doesn't like it. And then they are getting ready to move. I guess the gay guy loses his job. And now she's kind of upset, and then he stumbles into something else, and they're getting ready to move. But while they're getting ready to move, the princess, she doesn't want to help out. She doesn't want to lift a finger. She doesn't whatever. And she's just sitting there complaining and all this stuff. Well, the gay guy, he is tired of listening to her complain. Like, she was complaining, like, hey, I can't sleep, and I need to relax, and I don't want to help move. And you're the place you're moving us to is not the standard that I'm used to living. And
what a bitch.
Yeah, and so.
How fucking hot was she? Because I
she
think
was very attractive.
Okay.
Yes.
You've silenced me. Continue.
Even though Woolworth did beat her once and promised not to do it ever again.
Oh, no.
He did take the belt on her.
Got that Robin Givens face all mashed back together.
And then he promised he would never do it again. But anyhow, and I don't think he did. I'm not sure that he did, but anyhow. So the gay guy
tighten the little nubbies on the side. Yeah, that'll keep your mic in place.
So the gay guy was sick and tired of listening to her complain while he was trying to move and all this, and they had a deadline. So he went upstairs with a baseball bat. And he told the police. Yeah, I guess he called the police. He went to the station and he said she was complaining that she couldn't sleep. So I want her to help her sleep.
This is the most macho gay dude ever. He can fucking swing a bat hard enough to kill a woman. He's like, I've had enough of your shit, bitch.
Yeah.
And he's sick of her fucking other dudes.
But I
this
guess
guy
he
is
just...
an honorary hetero.
He just bashed her head in several times. But he went to the
my fucking hero.
The police made it sound like he just went there and had some Christinis and some wine and just said, hey, listen, I've done a bad thing.
I made an oopsies.
She said she couldn't sleep.
My decorative pillows are messy.
And so the police didn't know what to do with this huge story. Like, they just thought, wow, this is so heavy. Like, this guy's probably, you know, not all together.
They fucking high-fived him. That's what you do.
They went back to his place. And they said it was a scene of a massacre. There was blood everywhere. It was just horrible. And he said, you know what? She'd been complaining, and I had enough of her complaining, and I didn't want her to hear that anymore.
It's the straightest gay dude ever.
So he went to prison.
She wouldn't shut up.
So he went to prison, and he got...
Where he became a folk hero.
He got a life sentence but died 7 years later of AIDS.
I'll bet. He's probably the belle of the ball behind bars.
But my whole thing was, I don't remember this whole Woolworth scandal, like this big Woolworth S&M
kind of
deal.
I mean, if it was 1984, I wouldn't remember it either.
But still, we know about the, you know, what's it, the Lindbergh baby and all that other stuff.
How
we know.
Old are you?
We just know about it. We weren't there. You know, we weren't helping.
We remember when we lost Amelia Earhart.
But we weren't on the search party.
When the Kaiser took the fight to us.
Oh, dear God, I have to take my shirt off. I swear I can't handle it anymore.
Oh, God.
I cannot. There is it. I got sweat.
You look like a
over.
Fat guinea boy in that wife beater.
Holy smokes. What's happening?
Too much. That's the answer.
But, I mean, you don't know anything about that. You hadn't heard that story.
I don't know it, no.
Yep. I just learned about that.
My stories were Macklemore dressing like a Jew.
Oh. But that's kind of dumb. Like, that's like with Katy Perry dressing up as an Egyptian and
no,
or whatever.
No.
Why?
There's
her name?
There's a bit of a difference.
Or what's Selena Gomez? She did something, too.
I mean, like, when Katy Perry dressed Asian, yeah, there was the Egyptian one, and then she got in trouble because she put on, like, an Asian robe and, like, you know, a little bob wig.
The rice collecting hat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That looks like a fruit wicker fruit basket. What is it? I don't know what that's called.
I call it the fucking wok hat.
I don't think
that's all it is.
We can't call it that.
You see one of those hats, don't pick up anything, any Coke cans or teddy bears near you because they've armed it. Fucking VC bastards.
Okay.
No, that would be if Katy Perry dressed like that and then put in the buck teeth and the Coke bottle glasses and went, asso,
stop.
Firework!
That's right. Yeah, so what did he do? I mean, he was being disrespectful?
I think on Monday or Sunday or probably Sunday-ish.
Yeah.
I didn't give which Sunday.
Okay.
So this episode has stayed evergreen successfully. He gave a performance of Thrift Shop. Again, keep in mind the song title.
Yeah.
About saving money, going to a thrift shop. Right. He comes out in, like, black wig.
Yeah.
Black beard.
Curls?
I don't know if he had the payas or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Payets. Yeah, the little curly sideburns. I don't believe he had those.
Okay.
Because then you really don't have a leg to stand on if you're doing that.
Yeah.
But he has a huge nose on. And he does a performance of, what's it, Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
And then it gets around. And everyone's like, dude, Macklemore, and this is the guy who did Same Love or whatever about gay couples. He can't shut the fuck up enough about how much he loves black people and stuff. Yeah. But then it's like, well, the Jews, fuck them. And I know he's like Scottish or Oddish or whatever the fuck Macklemore is. It's Scrooge McDucklemore. So, he's Scottish, I'm guessing. And they come out. That's a blonde look. That's all I'm saying. If anyone's making fun of the Jews, like, it'd be funny if a black guy made fun of a Jew.
I don't know.
Kind of.
Like Sammy Davis?
He put on the nose and stuff. That would be silly. Oh, okay. Not like made fun of him and then beat the shit out of him and took his wallet. That's not so lighthearted. But if he put the nose on and the wig. But Macklemore really looks Aryan.
How about if he just said, got your wallet? Like, instead of got your nose, got your wallet.
I guess. Macklemore really was hamming it up, man. And then Seth Rogen attacks him for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
What did he say? I mean, really? Like,
I think he
him?
Said, he's playful about it. But he's like, first you trick people into thinking you're a rapper. Now you're tricking them into thinking you're Jewish. And then he hits Macklemore, responds to Seth Rogen. He's like, really? I don't see how a funny wig and a witch nose equals a Jewish costume. And Rogen replies with, if I sent someone to make an anti-Semitic costume, that would be their exact shopping list. It was pretty good back and forth.
Yeah.
And the other thing I had that was all Jewy in flavor was rabbis in the New York area and the Orthodox community are giving babies herpes.
Yes.
Are you the one that sent me the story?
Yes. How awful is that?
Well, what's more awful, I guess they're not as anti-gay as the Catholics, these Orthodox Jews, because apparently the whole practice is you chop the foreskin off, the moil.
Right.
Right? Is it moil, moital? I'm close. I think it's moil. So they hack off this kid's foreskin, and then right where they pull off the calamari, you then just suck on his prick. You just suck his bloody little dick.
Okay.
To seal the wound, I guess.
This is why I'm Jewish.
God forbid we cauterize it or do anything sanitary. These assholes are sucking the kid's bloody prick.
Okay.
And then the little babies are getting herpes for life. And it's like not bad enough having herpes. You have to say because a rabbi sucked my cock. How fucked?
Because it's blessed. It's blessed herpes.
I didn't even know you could get herpes that way.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever had a shredded dick and been like, okay, in comes the airplane.
How about a bloody one?
I don't get it. I thought saliva, maybe I'm thinking AIDS has low concentrations. Or did this rabbi just have a open sore? Is he just hiding them under his beard so he can't see it?
Maybe he's using his open sore as the sleeve to kiss.
People are so stupid about religion. I fucking swear to God, I lose my mind over it.
That's horrible.
I remember when I was a kid, I was a huge germaphobe. And in my church, I'm Greek Orthodox.
Yeah.
They take a bunch of shitty bread and dump wine in it.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking kid mixing the most horrible drink on earth. You know, like you raid your parents' liquor cabinet. You're like, oh, here's some Goldschlager. Here's the Beefeater and the peppermint schnapps. And then you just down it. That's what
mayonnaise.
This was. We're going to take wine and bread and a little bit of oregano on the top.
What's wrong with that?
Well, then they come out and they just take the spoon
and
they're shoving it down everyone's throats.
Mm.
Like during flu season, you're getting a spoon that's been in fucking 500 mouths. This is, by the way, my mom, Allison, make it clear to the audience.
Yes.
She fucking would have kept me in a bubble if they legally could have done it.
I'm surprised.
And yet when it came to communion, shove it in your yap. I'm like, that's fucking unsanitary as hell. I was like 10. And I'm like, even I understand that's dirty as shit. And she's like, it's holy. God wouldn't let it get germs.
Yeah.
Like, I look back at that. I'm fucking shocked.
Yeah.
How can you really believe that?
But didn't you ever see that cartoon, that image where it's two people and it says, you know, washing.
And they're both dying of typhus because they had communion. At the same place? Yeah, I have.
Where they both leave the bathroom without washing their hands, and they're seen shaking hands, and it shows them in the first image of the cartoon just shaking hands, and it says, but if you don't wash your hands after going to the bathroom, this is what you're really doing, and they both have each hand in each other's pants. So they're like...
Never wash again. It sounds great. What a greeting. Couple pumps.
Well, they're saying, hey, wash your hands, because that's really what it's like. And you wouldn't want to greet someone that way, other than yourself. Who would?
That's how I greet my computer.
That's why the UPS guy just throws your packages now. Go along.
That shit is so gross.
That's nasty.
Why? What parent would just see a rabbi
yeah.
who's got a face like a pepperoni pizza and be like, all right, suck little Hiram's cock. I don't get it, man. The world is fucked.
Yeah.
But it's getting to be an even worse place because as I reach for the sounds.
Okay. Because?
Because the episode is ending.
Oh. Bummer.
I know. You're also brokenhearted out there.
So sad.
All three of you.
Okay.
This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She was Allison Frank. In papasbasement.com, the show's website. Go there for all the episodes of the show as well as my writing. If you do the iTunes thing, inpapasbasement.com, iTunes. If you use Stitcher instead to do your podcasting, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. Nice, easy links. Go there, subscribe, rate us, all that happy horse shit. Other than that, at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter and, why do I keep forgetting it? It's not Photo Bucket, it's Instagram. There we go. I wish I could say that was me being clever and recurring the bit, but my fucking brain's just dead. In that little center that remembers the name of Instagram. I had to lift my phone again to remember it. Allison, you want her, is at Allison Frank on Twitter and Instagram, ALLIS0NFrank. And until the next one, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.